The next patient is Marie Ulysses. The last name, Uniform Lima Yankee Sierra Sierra Echo. First name, Marie, M-A-R-I-E. This is a clinical case of an 82-year-old Haitian female that is referred by Dr. Beltre, B-E-L-T-R-E, for evaluation of the kidney function and hypertension, period. The patient has been diagnosed diabetic since 2011. The follow-up of this diabetes is most likely not as accurate as it should be. In the referral, there is evidence that the patient has been given metformin, Trulicity, and Jardiance, and none of those medications the patient has been taking. Recently, she started to take regularly to Geo. Excuse me, Lantus. Twice a day, period. When we had the opportunity to review the laboratory workup, this patient has a BUN of 14, a creatinine of 0.76, and an estimated GFR that is 78 mLs per minute. The patient has hyperfiltration. She has a fasting blood sugar of 185 milligrams per cent, and she also has a hemoglobin A1C that is 9%, period. So this kidney function probably is less than of what we see. The patient was explained about the need for her to have the blood pressure under control and the blood sugar under control. There was a determination of the albumin in the urine that was 139, however, we don't have the creatinine. The most likely situation is that the microalbumin creatinine ratio is elevated, period. We are going to order an ultrasound of the kidneys and we will follow the patient after that ultrasound. Number two, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 178 over 74, and the patient has been taking clonidine 0.1 milligram BID and lisinopril 20 with hydrochlorothiazide 12.5. The heart rate is 66 at this point we are going to add a generic medication. Apparently she was given a calcium channel blocker in the past and for some reason has been discontinued. We are going to give her carvedilol 12.5 milligrams POVID, period. We are going to monitor the blood pressure and the pulse. The patient is a dialysis patient, and she understands and knows how to take the vital signs. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia. In the latest laboratory workup that was done in September the 23rd, 2022, the cholesterol 168, triglycerides 115, HDL 56, and LDL 91. We are going to continue with the same approach. Following number, the patient has peripheral neuropathy. I have to point out that the communication with these patients is extremely difficult because of the language barrier. Period. I made every single effort to explain the diet and explaining what to expect and how to take the medications, period. Paragraph. We spend 15 minutes reviewing the referral, 25 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes with the documentation.